but it's mostly bucket.
Uh-huh. What about the thing you could use to carry food out to the hogs in?
Slop bucket's all we ever call it.
Okay. And the big thing that you have out in the yard for heating up water to boil the clothes in?
We call ours a old black pot.
Okay. Any other name for that?
A wash pot.
Mm-hmm. And something you could have to heat up water to make hot tea in that has a spout to it in?
Well, in a teapot or tea kettle to heat the water in.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use that word kettle to refer to this wash pot?
Sometimes, but not often.
Mm-hmm. And say if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you could put them in a
vase, or some folks call them a vase.
Uh-huh. Who calls it a vase?
Well, the proper people. But an old country dude, I'd call it a vase.
And say if you were setting the table for everyone to eat with, you'd give everyone a... next to each plate.
Oh, the forks and spoons.
And
our place setting.
Uh-huh. Well, you'd have to give everyone a...
plate and forks and spoons. Napkin.
And to cut their meat with.
Oh, yeah, and a knife, sure.
Huh?
A knife.
Uh-huh. So you'd have, give everyone one knife and one...
fork and one spoon.
Uh-huh. And say, if you serve steak or something and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak for people to cut their meat with. Steak
knives, huh?
Uh-huh. And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go...
wash the dishes.
And the cloth or rag you'd use when you're washing them.
We always call them a dishcloth.
Okay. What about when you're drying them?
We call them a drying towel.
What's that?
A drying towel.
Uh-huh. What about the piece of cloth or rag you used to bathe your face with?
Washcloth is what we call them.
And to dry yourself with?
Towel.
And, you say after she washes the dishes, then she wets them in clear water?
Rinse.
Okay, after she washes them, then she... Say the whole thing, after she washes them.
Oh, rinses.
Okay. And say if you were going to pour something from a big container to something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a...
a funnel.
Okay. And something that maybe 50 pounds of lard would come in. You'd call that a...
well, we call it a lard can.
What about do people around here make molasses?
There's no mill around here that's close by that I know of.
Uh-huh.
But I think there is one down here in Franklin County.
That they make?
Make syrup.
What's that?
They make syrup at that mill.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
I don't know, unless it's just a name. I can't tell the difference in it.
Uh-huh. What would you call it?
I'd call it syrup.
Uh-huh. What about them? Do you ever hear the name long sweetening or short sweetening?
Oh, I don't reckon.
Uh-huh.
I don't recall it.
What about blackstrap?
Molasses, yes, I've heard it called blackstrap molasses, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference in the cane they use for blackstrap? Do they make blackstrap from...